taste of Sanborn coffee and royal pudding bring you the Chowder and Coffee Show.
Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Santa Monica High School, Santa Monica, California. On behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, the Dorcas, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, the Virtual Queen, and our special guest, Edward Everett Horton. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Here we are at beautiful Santa Monica. Where the fog meets the smog.
Yeah. Charlie?
Yes, Bergen?
When I came home last night, do you know what I found?
No sound, Mr. Bones. What did you all just found, sir?
All little furry things running around the house.
Mr. Bergen, have you been at that dandelion wine again?
No. No, it's nothing like that. Even our cook was out in the backyard, jumping and screaming.
Sounds like she got her foot caught in my gopher trap.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, I think you know what I'm talking about. Are you man enough to own up?
Well, I must confess, Bergie, I am the proud father of a pair of baby rabbits.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to pass out cigars or carrots.
I know. So now it's rabbits.
Yes, sir. It's McCarthy's Rabbitorium.
I see.
They call me the hair-raising Irishman. We sell the fur. We sell the fur and call it Santa Monica Mink.
I see.
Our slogan is, wrap your honey in a bunny.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Selling rabbit fur and for mink.
Yeah.
Don't you know the difference between right and wrong?
Yeah. Wrong is usually fun.
Yeah, I think so.
Those rabbits are awfully nice, though. Their names are George and Herman.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, then you won't have any baby rabbits, will you?
We have, what else?
I see, then you won't have any baby rabbits, will you?
I never thought of that, you know. You mean because they're both rooster bunnies?
Yeah. Well, we say they're both bucks.
Yeah, bucks, yeah.
You see what that does to your little scheme of becoming a millionaire.
Yeah.
No dough. Yeah.
too, because Herman sure has a nice fur coat.
He has.
Oh, lovely, lovely coat. Well, he should have, too. I've been using your favorite hair tonic on him.
Oh. Did it really make his hair grow?
No, it didn't, no. But he's getting so he can throw his voice.
All right.
While George, on the other hand, he has more of a crew cut.
A crew cut?
Yeah. And has a little trouble keeping warm. Until I installed a heating unit.
I see. What was that, Charlie?
I didn't say nothing, Freddy.
Yes. By some strange coincidence, Charlie.
Yeah?
My electric heating pad has disappeared.
It has?
Yes. Did you or did you not take it?
Yeah. Could you reword that question? And leave a little room for an evasive answer?
No. Intuition tells me that you took it.
Why, the dirty stool pigeon.
Yeah. You had the nerve to take my heating pad without asking for it.
Yes, sir, I did, sir.
Now, what do you call that?
Well, I still call it a heating pad. But it's hot.
Yes. So now the rabbits are nice and warm. And what about me?
Well, anytime you get cold, you can crawl in with the rabbits.
No. Thank you. I'm not sleeping with rabbits.
Well, then you can use the pad one night and they can use it the next. Alternating turns, you know.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think if the rabbits are together, they ought to be able to keep warm.
Well, I just said they're not together. You see, Herman doesn't get home until late.
I see. Why is that?
Well, he's playing vaudeville with a magician.
I see. Well, nevertheless, young man, I want my heating pad.
Well, I was afraid you'd find it in my rabbit hut, so I hid it in another place.
You hid it?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, that's just it, Bertie. I can't remember.
You can't remember?
No.
You can't remember where you put it?
No, sir.
Have you lost your mind?
No, just your heating pad.
Well, now, Charlie, now this is going just a little too far. I'm getting a little hot under the collar.
Say, maybe that's where I hid it.
No. Where do you think you'll end up taking things that don't belong to you?
Well, I'll probably get an all-expense trip to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And here's Ray Norman with orchestra, the new verse of the old favorite, "The Best Things in Life Are Free."
Chase and Sanborn, the amazing new blend. It's the most satisfying coffee you ever tasted. So, taste it. Taste it now. You'll hear the new Chase and Sanborn coffee being praised to the skies. But no matter what anyone tells you, you just have to taste it to know. Such a great improvement is hard to put into words. In fact, you may hear the ladies say the new Chase and Sanborn is just beyond words. Or an experienced shopper may assure you that it's the richest, most flavorful coffee money can buy. Now, that's mighty high praise. But still, it'll be the flavor in your cup that counts. This is a new coffee experience. So taste Chase and Sanborn now. The possibilities of the finer coffees that go into Chase and Sanborn are only now fully realized. You get more flavor, fully developed and fully protected. Every pound is vacuum packed. The new Chase and Sanborn is quickly vacuum sealed as soon as it's roasted. No other container in the world can give you so much coffee goodness. So taste it. Ask for improved Chase and Sanborn, the amazing new coffee sent.
Oh, Tiskit, oh, Tiskit. I almost blew a gasket.
Well, Mortimer.
Yeah.
You here again.
Yeah. You can't win all the time.
No.
Because I smuzzed, didn't I?
Yes, you certainly smuzzed. Where are your manners? I say, where are your manners?
What?
Well, what do you say when you sneeze?
Well, I almost always say achoo, achoo. See?
Yes, I do. Say, I don't like the looks of this. Hey, what are you sneezing from?
Well, I think it's from the nose.
From your nose.
been sneezing. I don't know why you sneeze. Just sneeze. I'm no doctor.
No. Well, you shouldn't be having a cold.
Well, that's fine. That's all I should say. Yeah.
You're hale and hearty.
Well, me and Morty.
Yeah, I know.
That one was kind of a dud.
Yeah, yeah. That sneeze didn't come off.
No, something stunted its growth.
Yeah.
Kind of a wet fuse.
Yeah. From lowered resistance due to lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you should go to bed with the chickens, you know.
Yeah, no more. I ain't going to do that.
Oh, you quit it.
Yeah. Not since I fell off the roost did I do it. I couldn't twist my toes around.
I know. Well, I certainly hope that it isn't flu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever have the flu, Mortimer? I say... did you ever have the flu?
Well, I think I had it once in Snurdville.
In Snurdville?
Yeah.
And did you shake all over?
No. Just in Snurdville.
Well, the flu and colds are caused by a virus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tiny microscopic organism, not visible to the naked eye.
To the what?
The naked eye.
Why, Mr. Virgin.
Oh.
What's your language, Em? Ain't that disgusting, Em?
Listen, Mortimer, now, when you go home,
yeah.
I want you to drink a quart of hot lemonade and soak your feet in Epsom salt.
Yeah.
Now, have you got that trace?
Yeah.
What?
You don't know.
What did I tell you?
Go home,
yes. And then what?
Well, soak my feet in lemonade and drink a quart of Epsom salt.
Mortimer, how long has this sneezing been going on?
Well, ever since Grandpa sent me to the store for this stuff here.
Oh, I see. Why, Mortimer, why, that's a package of pepper. And it's been spilling. No wonder you're sneezing.
We'll be doing.
Why, and you didn't know enough to what was causing your sneeze.
No.
Mortimer, no one can be quite as stupid as you are.
No. I am.
Yeah, I guess you are.
Get that worried look off your face. Boys will be boys. Mortimer and Charlie are all right.
Yes, Mortimer, I can understand. But Charlie, I'm really worried about. You know, I've tried to be both a father and a mother to him.
Well, that's a good trick if you can do it, ain't it?
Yeah, I know. The point is, I failed. I've done all I can do. You know, I believe I'm going to take Charlie to a psychiatrist. Do you happen to know of a good one, Ray?
Oh, yes, rather. I've been going to one for years.
Oh, fine. Yes. Well, then we'll go and see him tomorrow.
Well, no, not exactly. You see, on Mondays, my psychiatrist goes to see his psychiatrist. A little complicated.
Yes, that's psychiatrist.
Yes.
Well, then, how about going tonight? Is he really good?
Oh, Edgar, believe me, he's awfully good. When I first went to him, believe it or not, I was almost a mental delinquent. And, you know, I mean, you just have to look. I mean, look at the change. It's so obvious.
Well, what change?
Hey, what is all this about?
Well, Charlie, I want you to go with me to the doctor.
What's the matter, Bergen? Is that old trouble coming back on?
No. No, Charlie, it's you.
Me?
Yes, I'm going to find out exactly how you can carry all that mischief on your conscience.
Well, I'm building a new wing.
Yeah, I imagine you are.
I say, Charlie, Edgar's taking you to a psychiatrist.
Yeah?
Ray, will you accompany us?
Oh, gladly, old boy. What are you going to sing?
No. I don't mean you're singing anything.
Oh, well, it's a shame to waste all this good music.
No,
Anita, will you join me?
Oh. I'll be glad to, Mr. Noble. The stars will remember the night we said goodbye. The stars. So will I.
In the air, so we think of good cheer and feasting. For instance,
royal pudding, rich, rich, rich with flavor, smooth, smooth, smooth as silk, more food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Royal!
More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Yes, more food energy than sweet, fresh milk. That's the simple story of royal puddings. Mothers are the magic in milk. It's rich in proteins, vitamins, minerals, food energy. And royal puddings give even more, yes, even more food energy than the sweet, fresh milk you make them with. Give your children lots of milk and lots of royal puddings. Children must have food energy for the running and jumping that helps develop better bodies. A big, delicious serving of royal costs just a few cents. So buy, try royal puddings. Rich, delicious chocolate, smooth, creamy vanilla, mellow, golden butterscotch.
Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Yes, this is the office of Dr. Horton. His hours are 7 to 1, 3 to 2, 9 to 5. Also track odds. Goodbye.
We're here to see Dr. Horton, the psychiatrist.
Well, do you want an appointment?
Yeah. What are you doing tonight, babe?
Well, if you think I'm going out with you, you're crazy.
Well, precisely why I'm here.
Oh, Dr. Horton.
Yes. I'm Dr. Horton.
Doctor, there are some patients to see you.
Patients to see me? There must be some mistake. Oh, dear. Oh, what am I saying?
You are Dr. Horton, the famous psychiatrist.
I am. Oh, of course, yes.
That's what I say, yes.
Yes.
Well, you see, Doctor, I came to see you.
Say no more. I know exactly what your trouble is.
Well,
you're a paranoiac with chronic neurosis.
No.
It's too late.
I'm not even the patient. I'm not crazy.
That's what all my patients say.
Is that so? Well, I can pass any doctor's examination. Hey, Charlie?
Yeah, darn right, Bergen. And I'll hold you up while you're taking it.
Yeah.
But, Doctor, you understand, I don't need psychiatry.
Maybe not. But psychiatry needs you.
What?
I haven't had a patient in weeks.
Oh.
Now, tell me all about your hobbies, please. All about your hobbies, your actions, and how much do you have in the bank?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Hey, Doctor, did you study this stuff, or is it just a hobby with you?
No. Yeah. I studied. Yeah. Studied in Italy, Naples, Venice.
What about Florence?
Oh, Florence is married now. She has 8 children, too. 8.
Yeah.
Lovely children. There's Helen, there's Giovanni, there's Manga, there's Jacqueline. Lovely children.
Yeah, I know. What we're here is because this boy, he doesn't remember what he does.
Not really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's serious, isn't it? Are you taking anything for it?
Yeah, Bergen's heating pad.
Young man, tell me, are you a schizophrenic?
Well, I have
schizoed a little, yes. That's very interesting indeed. I can see in your face that you're suffering excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Now, what is the trouble?
Well, you're standing on my foot, you dope.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a frog. Tell me, do you suffer from headaches?
Well, I don't enjoy them, I'll do.
You have a fear of high places?
Yeah, only when I get stuck with the check.
Doctor, I often have a desire to jump off high buildings. How can I be cured?
Well, just follow your desire. Now, Young man, what depresses you most?
Well, people like you. What's right of asking all these silly questions?
It is my job. It's my job to draw people out of themselves.
Yeah, but can you poke them back in again?
Come, young man. Now, let's get ahead with the treatment.
Doctor, how long will Charlie have to come here for treatment?
Exactly 3 years.
3 years? Why so long?
Then my house will be paid for.
Now, just a moment. Isn't that beside the point?
Nothing of the kind. It's overlooking the bay.
No, I don't need a house.
Now, let's get ahead, please. Yeah. Let's get ahead with the boy's examination.
Yes. Shall I take my shirt off?
Certainly not.
Well, I didn't mean...
I'm just going to examine your head.
Okay, shall I take off my head?
I don't think it's necessary. No, come now. Let's have a long talk. Go back to your childhood.
Oh, good. I'd like to go back to that old farm, the old days there. The old swimming hole. Sit. Will you join me?
Oh, really? Thank you. Do you wait till I get my water wings?
Sure.
Lee. Tell me, as a baby, did you like people? Were you popular?
As a baby? I would say I traveled in a fast diaper set, yes. I was a beautiful, bouncing baby.
Somebody must have bounced you on the wrong end. Perhaps you got into bad company. Tell me, who are your friends?
Anybody who will lend me money, pal.
What did you say, stranger?
Oh.
Now, let's see. Where did I put it? Where did I put it? My hammer. Where did I put that hammer?
What did you do with a hammer?
I'm going to test your reflexes.
Huh?
Ah, please. Now, remove your hat.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Doctor. Aren't you supposed to test his knee?
Why?
Oh, it's me, of course. Yes,
of course. Cross your legs.
Yes, sir.
Now, here we go.
Ouch! Ouch!
That will be $3 extra.
What for?
My hammer broke.
Oh.
Now, young man, here, please. I want you to sit in this chair, and I'm going to whirl you around to test your equilibrium.
Now, that's pronounced equilibrium, Doctor.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'll thank you to keep your little trap shut.
Yes.
But I have a better idea, much better. I will give you the shock treatment.
Uh-huh.
Now, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Boom!
Bergen, get up off the floor. Well, this is crazy, that's all.
Speaking of crazy things, I have a colleague.
Well, I prefer a Doberman Pinscher. Oh, I see what you mean.
Doctor! Dr. Twing?
Yes.
If this is your colleague, you have a dog of a doctor.
Yeah. My name is Fido Ursel Twing, and I am a hypnotist, a mesmerist, and a just plain it.
Are you an accredited hypnotist?
Oh, yes, indeed. He has a sheepskin.
I do not sew. My face is just naturally fuzzy.
Yeah.
Hypnotism is really my meat.
Oh, it's meat, huh?
Well, no, it isn't exactly my meat either because I'm a vegetarian.
Oh.
Well,
yeah. Then it's
pay attention. But I specialize in plants.
Yes.
I specialize in lances, doses, pomas, and I also sell tickets for the Rose Bowl.
Well, can you put me under a spell?
Can I?
Yes.
Oh. That was very, very smart. I can make you say, I can make you say anything I want you to. That's hypnotism.
No, that's ventriloquism.
Oh.
Well, go ahead, Doctor, quickly. Go ahead now. Mesmerize him.
All righty. I'll really mesmerize him up good, too. Now, let's start the treatment. Young man, look into my eyes.
Yeah, the treatment is worse than the ailment.
Now, please, look at my eyes.
Well, I can't. They're looking at each other.
All right, I'll put you into a state of catalepsy, Daisy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, now, here we go. Concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you concentrating?
Yes. All
right, repeat after me. I am drowsy, I am drowsy.
You are lousy. Ah, the guy is a faker.
No, I believe you're right, young man. Absolutely right. And I'm ashamed to be associated with
him. I heard that remark, Dr. Horton. Yes, I did. I'll have you know that I could hypnotize you with one eye tied behind me.
Dr. Twing, let me tell you, I've watched you around this office, watched you, and nothing but the law makes me keep my hands off you.
Yeah, nothing but the law makes you keep your hands off a lot of things, Mark. Yes, you just come on outside and I'll separate your Sarah from your Bellium.
Is that so? Well, I'll go outside and I'll give you a good kick in your pants.
Oh.
Yes, you hear me? You heard that, isn't it? Yes. Now, this office is not big enough for the two of us.
No.
So, young man, you will have to decide which one of us doctors you want to treat you.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, which one of you has a diploma?
Uh-oh.
Oh. That lets us both out.
Oh. Goodbye.
Charlie and Edgar will be back in just a moment. You know, people just can't remain calm about the latest thing in coffee. This newcomer from Chase and Sanborn is a sensational success. Yes, it's hats in the air everywhere for the new blend of Chase and Sanborn. It's the most satisfying coffee you ever tasted. So, taste it. Taste it now. There's no other way to find out how greatly this new blend has improved. The highest praise from your own best friend can't tell you as much as just one sip of this flavor in your cup. Suppose it is the most flavorful coffee money can buy today. The thrill comes when you taste it. So enjoy a new coffee experience. Its glorious flavor raised to an amazing new pitch of satisfaction. More flavor, ideally fresh, vacuum-packed as soon as it's roasted. Yes, the new Chase and Sanborn, with its lavish abundance of goodness, multiplied in the blending, is quickly vacuum-sealed at its best and freshest. No other container can give you so much flavor, so much freshness. Taste it. Now, right now, is the time to get improved Chase and Sanborn, the new coffee sensation.
Charlie, next Sunday we'll have a visit from the King of the Cowboys.
Oh, is the Queen coming too? Maybe I ought to whip up a batch of royal pudding.
Oh, it's good to see Roy Rogers again.
Yeah, he's the roughest, ridingest cowboy that ever straddled a G-car. Good night, folks.
This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Santa Monica, California.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.